Despite the collapse of Enron and the bursting of the dot-com bubble on Wall Street, Americans remain open to the idea of investing part of their Social Security taxes in the stock market. And that rather surprising result comes from a survey done for NPR News by two poll takers, Republican Bill McInturff and Democrat Stan Greenberg. From time to time this election year, NPR will be asking the two of them to measure how opinions on issues may affect this year's elections. Their first poll was on retirement security. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Stan Greenberg and Bill McInturff don't agree on much in politics, but they do agree that issues of retirement security, the high cost of prescription drugs, pension reform, and Social Security will be very important this election year, with control of the Senate, the House, and most of the nation's governorships in the balance. The survey they did for NPR shows that 4 out of 5 Americans are concerned about having enough money for retirement. The Enron collapse, which cost thousands of employees their pensions, has raised anxiety. Among likely voters, 59% favor more government oversight of private pensions. That's why both Republican President George W. Bush and both parties in Congress have proposals to prevent future Enrons. But what really got these two pollsters to sit up and take notice were the results about privatizing the Social Security system, allowing people to invest a portion of their Social Security taxes in the stock market. Republicans favor this idea. Democrats are against it. So McInturff and Greenberg decided to give voters a head-to-head choice between the two positions, testing the most aggressive Democratic language and the most aggressive Republican language on the subject. Greenberg wrote a statement emphasizing the risks of privatization, pointing out that Social Security benefits would probably have to be cut, while McInturff used reassuring words to make the controversial plan sound as safe as possible. McInturff asked voters if they wanted the choice to control their own retirement options, including the right to invest their Social Security taxes in a, quote, government-approved mutual fund.
What we did in this survey is what we do in real campaigns. As a Republican pollster, based on the work we've done, we know that you need to do something that connects to what people are familiar with. And so what I did when I wrote the question is to say that you could invest in the stock and bond market, and you'd have your own account, and it would be just like your IRA or 401k. And what Stan did is say, oh, no, no, no. What this is going to do is you'll have a reduced guaranteed monthly benefit. He thinks my language is a little bit loaded. It probably is. His language is a little bit loaded, I think.
Older respondents who generally oppose changes in Social Security chose the Democratic arguments by large margins. That's no surprise. But younger people felt differently. Even when they were reminded about the Enron debacle, a majority chose the Republican option. McInturff was very surprised by that result. So was Stan Greenberg.
That means there are very large numbers of generations below age 55 supportive of the idea of changing Social Security. And I view that as a challenge. I think there is a retirement debate ahead, which Democrats have to engage. This is a system of intergenerational responsibility. It's part of what America has as a community. Well, those who value Social Security have to begin to make the case, I think, in much bigger terms than they have in the past. I think in the past, one might have thought you'd win it instinctively, knee-jerk gut response. But I think that's not right now.
Our survey suggests that Social Security may no longer be the third rail of American politics, instant death to all who touch it. The survey also demonstrates how language is a powerful tool in political campaigns. Pollsters like Greenberg and McInturff try to determine what words candidates should use to best advance their cause. Language is especially critical when a debate over an old issue changes and people's opinions are in flux. When people think about retirement today, they're often thinking about their private pensions and 401ks. In our survey, there was a lot of ambivalence. David Naim says he likes the Republican idea of allowing people to invest their Social Security funds in the stock market.
First of all, I've lost faith in a lot of the management of the Social Security funds by the government, and therefore I think it might be just as potentially good for individuals to have some say in their own investments.
But Naim's is not ready to change the Social Security system. On that question, he's receptive to the Democrats' arguments.
And the reason why I'm so split is because of the latest Enron collapse and some disillusionment with the stock market and also accounting practices, ethics in corporate America as well.
John Longwell draws a different conclusion.
I've been listening to public radio a lot about what happened at Enron, and it seems to me the employees, at least at the end there, did not have a choice. I like personal choice, you know. I think I would be better off probably if I made the choice myself to chose the stock.
Longwell, who is 54, says he's worried he won't have Social Security when he retires. In our poll, he responded favorably to the Republican emphasis on choice and personal control. And he says the Enron bankruptcy hasn't affected his faith in Wall Street.
35 years ago, when I was just getting out of high school, the Dow Jones wasn't even hitting 1,000. Now look where it's at.
So nothing as recent has shaken your confidence in the stock market?
No, it'll go up again.
Patricia Upton is a home health nurse who takes care of elderly patients. She chose the Republican argument on Social Security privatization because she, too, likes the concept of having more choice for herself. But she's still not willing to support an overall change in the Social Security system.
The people that I see and that I've taken care of, they rely on this in order to give them most of their retirement benefits. I wouldn't want them to have them reduced. I know we have to take care of ourselves, but we're all in this together in this country. And it's always been said, it's how a country takes care of its old and its young that it's going to be judged by. And right now, you look, our older population is going to swell. And it's not all going to be these people who have done all this wonderful investment.
The debate about reforming Social Security will be one of the most important social policy debates in decades. Right now, it's lurking in the wings of the congressional campaigns, but it's an issue the Democrats would like to put front and center, despite the Republicans' strong showing in our survey. The reason? Senior citizens make up 25% of the voters who turn out in off-year elections, even though they're only 14% of the voting age population. Stan Greenberg.
No matter which question, no matter which pollster, Democrat or Republican, senior citizens, you know, those voters over 55 years of age, are against all of these options on trying to change in a fundamental way the Social Security system. Where it counts the most, at least for the next year, there's opposition on all the questions.
For that same reason, Republicans like Bill McInturf worked hard to convince the White House and Republican congressional leaders not to have any floor votes on Social Security until after November. In the short term, voters still trust the Democrats more on issues like Social Security, Medicare, and prescription drug costs. But in the long term, as our survey shows, the party of the New Deal has some work to do to maintain its advantage in the new politics of retirement. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.